Today, the scriptures that inspired the reflection come to us from Psalm 139, verses 1 to 6, 13 to 18. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, and John chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. Our scriptures today invite us to know that God is calling to us. God is asking us to hear God's plan for us, to set aside our preconceptions and to follow where God will lead. We see young and old work together to respond to God's voice. We hear someone recognize that God is all around us, among us, within us. God follows us, moving us in the right direction when we are willing to listen. We are witness to the cynical Nathaniel as he realizes the presence and potential of God. Our world is filled with situations that challenge our faith, that challenge us to put ourselves out there and show God's love in a world where fear and hatred appear to be around every corner. We have seen people be terrified and angry. We have heard of those who have reacted with fear, those whose actions have supported discrimination. We have heard power say, "It's what you look like that matters. If you don't look like me, you are not welcome." We have heard of the consequences when people are silent, not acknowledging abusive power, and by their silence, they have supported the abuse. How does God's call to us help us to deal with all of this? Are we invited to see ourselves and our world in different ways? Do today's scriptures challenge us to see God with us in the world around us and bring attention to how God would have us be seen? Don't we see the tensions, violence, and victims in the world and sometimes respond as Nathaniel does with disbelief and with cynicism? What can you expect from one of those people? Nathaniel sees the hardness of reality and no possibility for change. What possible difference could one person make? Instead of saying, "Yes, you're right," and walking away, Jesus engages Nathaniel in conversation and challenges him to look beyond what he knows into a very different future inspired by God. In his book, God's Politics, author Jim Wallace said, "Perhaps the only people who view the world realistically are the cynics and the saints, and the only difference between them is the presence, power, and possibility of hope." Are we able to see the presence, power, and possibility of hope that God offers us? Today, more than ever, we need a new vision about what it means to be human in our relationships with each other and earth. We look at the story of Eli and Samuel, and in this we may see the changing of the generations. Can we recognize that there are times when doing things the old way just doesn't work anymore? Can we recognize that this does not mean giving up everything? We honor those who taught us our faith. We honor those who have shown us how to be brave enough to say that faith matters. We are forever woven together by the threads of faith that connect generation to generation, because the people of today still need that nudge from the courageous folk who travel different roads to say it's okay to hear God in a different way. It's okay to go where God wants you to be. Are we ready to listen for ourselves to God's new path for us? Are we ready to be taught new ways of looking at the people of the world and being with the people of the world? It doesn't mean that everything that was there before was wrong, but that we need to work with it differently so that we can be God's vision in the world today. We can affect change without taking lives. We can come together to see that there is a better way of sharing our world than with violence or hatred. Can we, from all around the world, be bold and brave and be examples of the presence and hope that is needed for someone else's life to continue in all its fullness? We need to be vocal in respecting each other, in all of our differences, and we need to be aware that we are part of the possibilities and hope for the world. If we, like Samuel, will be still enough to listen for the word of God to guide us, then perhaps we will find new ways of being together with each other and the world we live in. Like the poet in Psalms, can we be aware enough of God's presence right beside us, among us, within us? Perhaps then we will find ourselves making better choices, helping to build up others, becoming peacemakers as we share that love of neighbors with everyone, not just the ones we like or understand. If we, like Nathaniel, will look past our own prejudices and hear the voice of hope, of possibility that is right before us, and know that God has our back, we can bring God's vision to life through justice, not violence, education, not terrorism, and not judgment, but love. Let's not be cynics. Let's be God's people who will keep all of our senses aware of those in need, who will offer our best to all in the world, who will offer our words to stop the injustice and violence wherever it raises itself, whether in our own community or on the other side of the globe. Let us acknowledge each life as valuable and valued. Do you hear God calling your name? Do you hear God calling you to be bold and brave and to offer love to a world struggling with hate and fear? Do you hear God call? How do you answer? Amen.